with this KLAM Sports Update for this Thursday, April 21st. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, of course, the spring season is still in full swing, but in less than a month, the high school baseball and softball seasons will be getting underway. But unfortunately, there's already a concern about a lack of umpires. Taking a look across the state, North Iowa Schools Superintendent Joe Erickson says it's the number one concern about scheduling baseball and softball games.
This is something that's driving when we're scheduling games or even if we can schedule games. Talk about possibly moving to doubleheaders with just varsity participating because that's all of the officials that we can get.
Erickson says there is an immediate need for new officials.
All of the organizations that are involved with putting the games on and finding officials, they do a nice job of typically trying to find partners that may be more experienced, and they allow them, say if there is a JV and a varsity game during the night, less experienced person may be behind the plate for the JV game, and then the more experienced person may be behind the plate for the varsity game.
Erickson also says the shortage could mean fewer games for the levels below varsity.
Most of us who took part in activities when we were in high school, but it only happens because of the people that are willing to come and work it and be able to put those games on. And there's a lot of people that go into it from the school side of it, but for the most part, those officials are traveling a pretty good distance just to be able to make those things happen.
If you would like to make a difference in high school sports and help address the issue of the officials shortage, you can register to become an official by logging on to IAHSAA.org to help out with boys high school sports, or IGHSAU.org for more information on helping out with girls high school sports. Again, those two websites can help you register to become an official, and of course, baseball and softball upcoming, but I know football is also an issue as well, and basketball, of course. There is always a need for officials, not just varsity officials, but down to JV, junior high, and lower as well. So consider that if you enjoyed sports as a youngster. You'll be very, very well received as an official now, and especially with the shortage that is going on at the moment. And of course, officials not the only thing that's plaguing high school sports right now anyway. One of the other factors is the weather. The spring sports season has not lent itself to the best of conditions for competitions in all of the spring sports over the last few weeks. Lamar's boys tennis coach Michael Barr says that his team has not always been able to get the reps they need in to be ready for the few competitions they have been able to get.
That mental toughness is important for us, and we just need some more court time and some more chances to work those things out, and hopefully those things we can iron those things out and get ready for a good stretch at the end of the season here.
Coach Barr knows this season has been tough, but he also acknowledges that everyone else is dealing with these same tough weather scenarios.
You know, it's tough to be outside and rep, and I'm big on reps. We try to get as many balls in as we can, and it's hard to do that in a gym. So, you know, thankfully we have a facility here that we can at least hit something. But, yeah, it's difficult. And everybody's facing the same thing we are, so it's just a matter of powering through.
The Bulldog boys tennis team is back in action against Bishop Heelan in Sioux City on Monday night. Taking a look now at the Major League Baseball scene from yesterday, a handful of scores to get to you. The Cleveland Guardians and the Chicago White Sox were able to play a doubleheader due to weather postponing Tuesday's game, I beg your pardon. The Guardians get the sweep in the doubleheader yesterday, 11-1 in Game 1 and 2-1 in Game 2 over the White Sox. The Tampa Bay Rays beat the Chicago Cubs 8-2, that final score coming in 6 innings due to rain in Chicago. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Miami Marlins 2-0. Kansas City Royals also at home take down Minnesota 2-0 as well at Major League Baseball yesterday. We take a look now at the high school sports schedule around the area today, and there's a lot on the docket, which is what we like to see, especially with the weather forecasted for today. We first take a look at the Hinton Blackhawk boys relays that are scheduled to take place in Hinton tonight. A lot of Plymouth County schools in action at that boys' track meets, including Galen Catholic, MMCRU, Remsen St. Mary's, Akron Westfield, and of course the host school Hinton, with a few others as well. You'll be able to catch some coverage of that track meet on the KLEM Sports Twitter account. That's coming up this evening, with field events starting at 4:30 in Hinton. To the rest of the high school sports schedule, the Lamar's track team will be in action in Sioux City at a meet hosted by Sioux City East, the Bob Gouin Invitational. And Lamar's soccer is taking on Unity Christian. The girls will be in Orange City. The boys will be at home. The MMCRU girls track meet will be at the Odebold Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove track meet today. And Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central will be in action in Haywarden at West Sioux's track meet, the Stephanie Street Memorial meet. In golf today, 10 Warrigal Conference schools will be going at it, as South O'Brien will be at Akron Westfield in golf. MMCRU is at West Sioux. Remsen St. Mary's is at Harris Lake Park. And Unity Christian is at Galen Catholic. Trinity Christian boys will be at Hartley Melvin Sanborn today in golf. Hinton, the only Warrigal Conference school not in action on the golf schedule today. And to be caught up on all of these scores when they come in, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab, click on sports scores results. You can also find your locals up-to-date sports news at KLEM1410.com. Again, you can also follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. We'll have updates from the Hinton Blackhawk boys track meet today taking place in Hinton. This has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.